for the second year in a row, Wisconsinites are seeing snowy owls here within our borders. Last winter, the number of snowy owls in the Badger State set a record, and experts are expecting this year to be an even better year for bird watchers.
Ryan Brady is with us to talk about why these beautiful creatures have graced us with their presence for a second year in a row. He's a research scientist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and Bird Monitoring Coordinator for the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, why are the snowy owls here in Wisconsin?
Well, it's a little bit mysterious, to be completely honest, but we believe it's mostly food-driven. And when I say that, this is a bird that really focuses on a small rodent that's called a lemming. And this is a rodent that is up in the tundra where this bird spends its summer. And when there's lots of these lemmings, they can raise lots of young owls, and then those young owls disperse south into our area. The alternative possibility, and we don't have a good grip on this, is that those lemming populations crash, and that forces owls to move south in search of food.
Now, for bird watchers, a bunch of snowy owls in Wisconsin is pay dirt. What is it about snowy owls that makes people so excited to see them?
People in general love birds of prey and owls in particular, and then I think the appearance of a snowy owl, its bright white appearance in many cases, its bright yellow eyes are very appealing. They're active during the day, unlike a lot of other owls, so that makes them more visible to a lot of people who don't get to see other types of owls. And I think for some folks, including myself, this is a bird that it's kind of unpredictable, and it's not here all the time, so you tend to not take them for granted. And they have this kind of connection with the Arctic that I may not otherwise have. So in other words, I may never visit the Arctic, but I feel connected to that place by the fact that these snowy owls come down here to Wisconsin.
As you mentioned, they're not always here. They have been the past couple seasons. How unusual is it for them to range here in Wisconsin?
We have snowy owls in the state every year in some numbers. Sometimes it's a very small number, as in handfuls, and in other years it can be dozens. It's fairly unusual to get hundreds of them like we have this year. However, last year was a year where we also had hundreds, and there's been other years in the past where we've had those sorts of numbers. Now we have better communication tools than we've ever had before in terms of getting the word out and kind of tracking sightings by the many bird watchers that we have in the state. Things like eBird and Facebook and other types of electronic communication. These are things that really let us kind of get a better grip on those numbers. And that's why, in part, it seems like we have as many as we do.
Now, you said they hang out on the ground, which is unusual. And when I saw one last year, I think it was on the ground, just sitting there for a long time. Is that typically what they do when they head to Wisconsin? They find some area and they just sort of look for whatever they find, mice or whatever, on the ground?
Yeah, so once they find a place they like, they'll kind of stick into that general area, that territory or that home range, and they'll spend a lot of their time just sitting and roosting, and then they spend part of their time hunting. And a lot of time they spend the daytime hours actually just sitting there not doing anything, as a lot of people listening can probably attest to. It can be awfully boring watching a snowy owl sometimes because they just sit there. They really prefer to hunt at dawn and dusk and even into the early nighttime hours. But sometimes you do find them hunting during the day as well.
Now, as I understand it, we are not a lemming-rich environment here in Wisconsin. So what all are they eating while they're down here?
Well, essentially analogous to lemmings, we have plenty of small rodents here. And that's really what the majority of the birds cue in on most, so voles and shrews and mice and so forth. But they do have a wide diet. They'll eat rabbits. They'll eat large birds. Some of them really take to eating ducks and other types of waterfowl. They'll eat weasels. So pretty much anything is fair game when a snowy owl's around.
Now, you said it's kind of a mystery about why they're here. It could be related to a crash in the lemming population. Are scientists trying to get a better handle on where these owls come from and where they go?
Yeah, so there's a project that brewed up last year. It's called Project Snowstorm, and this is a project that is based out of some researchers in the East Coast, but they're doing work throughout the Midwest, including Wisconsin, and they're putting small tracking devices or transmitters onto the a selection of owls, and that can monitor the owl's movements without hindering its movements at a very fine level of precision, and it tracks that data all the way through its entire life cycle, so whether the bird is here or not. Those units operate in a very innovative way. They use cellular technology. So the bird has to be within cell phone range to transmit the data. And so when a bird leaves cell phone range, the transmitter still collects data on that bird, but it's not until it comes back into range that we get all the data out of it. And so four of these owls were tagged last year in Wisconsin, and we tracked them through the winter and learned about how big their territories were and what their temporal patterns were and so forth. And then they moved to the north, and they have not yet come back into cell phone range. That doesn't mean they're not collecting data. It just means we have not had them come back yet. And we're crossing our fingers hoping that that happens, because when it does, we'll get a lot of great data on where that bird spent its past summer.
And in the meantime, are you starting to track a new batch of birds this year?
Yes, the project, like I said, it goes across the eastern U.S. There is a current effort to tag more owls this year, including a couple more here in Wisconsin. That has not yet happened, but it could be any day now.
Now, for people who are listening and they really want to see one of these snowy owls, so far it's 226 or something like that and counting, where can they go to have a good chance?
Well, the birds are being found across the entire state. The one place they like open landscapes, so they don't like heavily wooded areas. So you want to head out into an open habitat that kind of mimics that tundra feel. And once you're in that habitat, just look around on basically any perch. They'll sit on the ground, on posts, on hay bales, on telephone poles, on buildings. They're really well known for kind of sitting anywhere. And take a look, you know, especially on a day that's not too windy, maybe not too cold, and keep an eye out for all those white blobs. And so that's a general approach. A more specific approach is to kind of take a look at ebird.org, and you can find a map of where all the sightings are. And some of the hot spots are the Collins Marsh area from Green Bay down into Appleton, Buena Vista, Horicon Marsh, the Highway 29 corridor between Wausau and Eau Claire, the Superior area, Antigo, as well as a few areas in southern Columbia County near Madison Audubon's Goose Pond Sanctuary.
Somebody in your line of work, have you had a lot of solid sightings yourself?
I have. I've been fortunate over years. I'm based out of Ashland, so I'm way up in the north, and we get snowy owls most years. And so over the years, I've gotten to see hundreds of these things, which is, you know, really fabulous. This year, I'm a little jealous because I've only seen a handful of them, while folks to my south are seeing a lot more.
Uh-huh. Well, my mom is one of these people who's really excited about the snowy owls that are showing up in the state. But she's following these websites, these listservs, and she says they're blowing up. A lot of controversy because people who go to look for these owls sometimes are getting awfully close and they're bugging the other people who think you should keep a bigger distance. What's proper owl watching etiquette?
Yeah, I wish I could give you kind of a magic solution to this, but it is kind of a touchy issue. What we need to do is kind of err on the side of caution and keep the bird's welfare in mind when we go view these things. Snowy owls have never seen people. In some ways, they will not necessarily react to you at relatively close distances. That doesn't mean you should be that close. And so I always kind of keep a mantra of respect the bird, respect private property, and respect each other. And when I say respect each other, I mean don't block the roads if cars are needing to get by standing on the roads. Don't go flush a bird if, you know, a bunch of other people are there trying to watch it. Respect private property. Obviously, we don't want to trespass in viewing these birds. And then most importantly, respect that bird. If you're too close, that bird will be watching you more than it's doing anything else. The bird might flush. Don't go flush it again. If the bird's kind of perched upright, really erect, that means it's probably paying attention to you if it's staring your way. So the last thing I would emphasize in that regard is the cumulative impacts, and that's really important. If any one of us were to do any of those things, it's probably not the end of the world, to be honest. But if the next person who's driving along that road comes along and does the same thing, and then the next person, and the next person, you see where I'm going. Those are the impacts that really have a negative impact on that bird's survival.
And briefly, the snowy owl's cousins. Are there other owls we have a good shot at seeing this winter? I know they tend to be more active at night.
Yes, some of our resident species, great horned owls, are really ramping up their calling activity now as they begin to court and get ready for the breeding season, believe it or not. So that's a bird a lot of folks might hear. Barred owls are a woodland owl that folks might hear. We do have a northern hawk owl in the state that's being seen near Eau Claire. That's a rare northern owl as well that's made it farther south than usual and is getting a lot of attention. And then short-eared owls are another one you may see when you're looking for snowy owls. They're a small, brown, kind of crow-sized owl that hunts mostly at dawn and dusk in these open grasslands and open wetlands, kind of like the areas the snowies frequent. And you may catch a glimpse of one of those.
Owls are really charismatic. You've obviously seen a lot of them. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, snowy owls are my favorite. Yeah, definitely. I just think they're beautiful. I love the fact that they've come thousands of miles from where they've come from. And you often see them at a time, Wisconsin winter, when there's not a lot of other birds around.
Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Ryan Brady, research scientist for the Wisconsin DNR and bird monitoring coordinator for the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative.